Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome back to Pro-Life Perspective, where this week we're sharing Melissa Oden's incredible story. Melissa spoke at the prayer breakfast at our annual convention held in Jacksonville, Florida in June. Yesterday, we heard a clip of her speech where she shares that it is the apathy that is killing her, it is the apathy that is killing America. In her moving testimony, she said that it was not so much women who don't understand abortion, she says she will educate, but it is the men and women who are apathetic to abortion, who give no real thought to it, who truly break her heart. Today, Melissa shares with us how it was prayer that saved her life and that it is with faith that we will continue to save lives.
I want to tell you all that I know that prayer saved my life. And I want to share a story with you about how I learned that. But I was speaking at an event about an hour south of where I live in Iowa. And as I was sitting there speaking that night, there were two particular men who got my attention. Both of them were sobbing. And both of them were very, very emotional about what I was speaking of that night. And I was really speaking about my father's own experience in that abortion that was meant to end my life. And so that's not uncommon for me to see men so taken by that. But that night, these two men were so emotional about it. The young man on my right left before I ever had a chance to ask him that night what it was that had touched him so deeply. The second man, however, went to step on the stage that night to give the closing prayer. And as he stepped up onto the stage, I saw the collar of his shirt peek out. He was a local priest. I didn't know him at the time. But he stepped up on the stage that night, and everyone must have felt in the room like he was speaking to them. But I felt in particular like he was speaking to me. And he was pointing at me. And he said, "And who says that prayers go unanswered?" And it took my breath away. I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know where this is going. And he said, "In 1977, I used to pray outside St. Luke's Hospital in Sioux City, Iowa, that a child's life would be spared from abortion. And here I am tonight, standing face to face with a woman whose life was spared from abortion at that hospital." Can I get an amen to that? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And now since that time, I've spoken at many events in Iowa, and I have been so blessed to meet people who used to walk outside that hospital and pray outside that hospital that a child's life like mine would be spared. So I'm here today to say, have faith. Absolutely have faith. You may not ever know how many lives you touch, how many lives you save, but you have to have faith that there are more children like me that exist in this world because of your prayers.
We will be back with more tomorrow from Melissa Oden with part 3 on Pro-Life Perspective, where Melissa will share a little bit more about her story as a survivor of a saline infusion abortion. To listen to the entire address to the 2011 National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at www.prolifeperspective.com. Please consider joining us for NRLC 2012 here in Washington, D.C. next June. 2012 will be a year of great challenges for the pro-life movement, and they are challenges we'll face head-on, but only with your help. You can find the entire 5-part series from this week online at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.